Check it.
This is breaking news.
Check it out.
It's hot off the wire. With Al
Friedas.
Well, Russ, TMZ is reporting that the woman who filed that police report accusing CeeLo of sexual battery secretly recorded a conversation with him where he admitted to slipping her ex and then having sex with her.
Oh, no.
Wait a minute. Now, Gary Owen is here, ladies and gentlemen. And you had an experience like that where somebody thought they were slipping some ex to a woman that you were talking to, but yeah. You got the drink, right?
I got the drink because the dude was sitting next to me and she was like, do you want this drink? And I go, yeah, give me a Long Island. She got it, and that's all I remember. Rest of the night, he's drinking it.
But everybody told you that you were dancing all night.
I was dancing like a madman, like Owen Wilson in Hall Pass. His shirt was off. I was on the bar.
No, you weren't.
My buddy just told me we got a cab home, cab to the hotel. And he said I sat in the front, and the cab driver was African.
Right.
And I was like right up in his face, and all I kept saying was, "Excuse me, sonny, you know where I can find some booty?" I just repeated it over and over.
Wow. That's problematic.
And then we got back to the hotel, and I had a kitchen in my hotel, and it was two black guys with my opening comics. And
right.
He was like, "Yo, can we make some food in your room?" I said, "What are you making, chicken?" And they said they would have got mad, but they were making chicken. They go, right. "Yeah, we are. We are making chicken.
We got watermelon, too." Well, this woman says all she remembers is they had a drink. Next thing she knew, she was lying naked in bed next to CeeLo, or he was in the room. Now, she allegedly immediately called the cops who had her make a pretext call. And that's when you call and say, "Hey, did you do this?" And he was like, "You know what? There was X in your drink, and I apologize." Now, they say he's not really admitting to putting it in the drink, but just saying, "Yeah, there was X in your drink. You know, I apologize. Take advantage."
Could it be X-lax?
Yeah.
Don't say X to C.
Yeah, it could have been X. Yeah.
You're welcome. Yeah. You're cleaned out.
Your ex-wife. Put my ex-wife in
the
drink.
Oh, my God. And now we're hearing, sorry, guys, Vivid Entertainment says there is no new Kim Kardashian tape. So there's no crazy stuff going on.
So that thing I heard yesterday was wrong?
I guess.
They said it's freakier than the first one. Have you heard it? This is the tape here.
That was crazy. That bestiality
going on here. Where's the dog? Nice. Bring in the dog. There you go. All right.
He said, "Bring in the dog."
Chris Brown's taking a lot of flack for dressing up as the Taliban, but nobody's talking about Rihanna's dress. She was like in a wedding dress that was green, and her bouquet was weed.
Aww.
A bouquet of weed.
Aww.
How sweet. And she was hanging out with Evelyn Lozada. Lil Wayne surfaced at courtside for the Miami Heat season opener, and despite
somebody hit him with a piece of newspaper. You know that.
What?
Well, he thought it was a roach.
Wow. We have a comedian here. I'm going to need you. Anyway, he's not supposed to be traveling, so I guess he rode the bus all the way there. Lastly, Gloria Govan says she got fired from VH1's Basketball Wives because of her husband. She says they're mad. You know, it's Matt Barnes didn't want to participate, and she's like, they're pissed off about it. She's like, she can't make him do it. Hey, new in theaters this weekend. Flight is coming out, and also RZA's new movie, The Man with the Iron Fist. Yeah, so you might want to check that out.
So, Gary, are you doing some more movies, or what you got going?
No, nothing.
Really?
I'm just kidding. Yeah. I've been working on a TV show. Me and Shaq got a TV show coming out in January on True TV.
Oh, really?
Oh, sweet.
We've been filming the last couple months. But we're done. We're done filming. The first 10 episodes are done.
Nice.
So that's it.
Think like a man, too. Are you going to be in that, or are they going to have a new cast?
I hope.
You're right.
Jamie Kennedy takes a spot.
They replace you with another white guy. That's not
I always
good.
Say that to Jamie Kennedy, too. Like, we run into each other.
Right.
Like, dude, if I get one more person that says double wide, or I loved you on Comic View, I said, dude, I get Malibu's Most Wanted everywhere.
Right.
I just say, at this point. I don't deny it.
You know why? Because you're both blonde, blue eyes. You're like, but is he tall?
No, not like me.
I didn't think so.
No, he's not tall like me. But people don't know on TV and film, you know, they can't tell.
Yeah, they can't tell.
Huh. But a rumor is we're doing Thing Like a Man 2. I don't ever say anything until it's done.
Right.
You know what I mean?
What was it like working with Little Kevin?
I don't like it.
Yeah.
I didn't like it.
Yeah.
Really, it's hard to carry somebody like that.
Right.
Because he was like doing these corny jokes like, Kevin, do this.
Right.
Okay.
You were feeding him his lines.
You know, I was doing sit-ups with Michael Ealy. I basically carried everybody.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, you had to do that.
I had a good time because once I heard Michael Ealy and then Romney and Terrence J, I was like, I can eat cheeseburgers and corn dogs. Nobody's looking at me.
Right.
Nobody's looking at me. I had a good time on this.
Because I noticed in that one scene in the basketball scene, everybody had their shirt off but you.
Nah. wasn't coming
off. You were going to do it, huh?
It was pointless. You know? even when we was at the bar, it's like I was always with Mike. Like, I was always sitting next to him. We played basketball. I was guarding him.
Hot.
Right.
Like, there was a couple scenes. I was like, didn't you see me? And he was like, you was in that movie?
Right.
I saw Mike. I thought he was Mike himself.
Michael Healy took your shine.
Yeah. The only two guys with blue eyes. I thought we were really going to connect.
Right.
I'm Alfredo Zotala. 101.1 The Wiz.